There was a time when goodness was quiet. It did not announce itself. It did not demand applause. It did not require an audience. It lived in simple gestures, in restraint, in humility, in the courage to do what was right even when unseen. But something changed. Virtue learned to dress itself. Morality learned to perform. And the human being, once guided by conscience, discovered the comfort of appearing good rather than being whole. Today, light is worn like costume jewelry. Bright enough to be noticed. Cheap enough to be replaced. We speak the language of compassion fluently, yet struggle to practice it privately. We declare values loudly, yet abandon them quietly when they become inconvenient. The mask is not worn to deceive others at first. It is worn to soothe the self, to silence the faint inner voice that whispers. Something here is not aligned. And so, the performance begins. We curate identities as one curates a gallery, selecting what will be seen, hiding what feels unworthy of love. The modern human is not dishonest by nature, but fragmented by fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of solitude. Fear of standing naked in truth without the protection of consensus. The mask becomes a negotiation. I will show you what is acceptable, if you promise not to look deeper. This is how sincerity is diluted, not by malice, but by survival within systems that reward appearance over essence. Religions learned this language early. So did institutions. So did movements born with pure intention and later consumed by image. What begins as light turns into branding. What begins as faith turns into ritual without reverence. What begins as love turns into slogans. And beneath it all, the heart grows tired. Not evil, just exhausted. For maintaining a mask requires constant energy. It demands vigilance, posture, and consistency of illusion. Eventually, the human forgets what lies beneath it. The tragedy is not that masks exist. Every culture has them. The tragedy is that we stopped removing them in silence. We stopped entering the inner chamber where no one watches. We stopped asking ourselves uncomfortable questions. We replaced reflection with affirmation. And affirmation, when unearned, becomes anesthesia. This is how fossilization begins, not with cruelty, but with neglect. The soul, unexamined, hardens. The heart, unheard, calcifies. What remains is a shape of goodness without its pulse, a resemblance of truth without its risk. Yet even fossils tell stories. They are proof that something once lived,